Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Hey, my name is Dylan Ward. I'm the retail marketing coordinator at The Escape Game.
And we're talking about The Escape Game, which brings all these really cool escape room adventures to DC. And we wanted to catch up with you because, for a while you've had a location in Georgetown, but you just opened, within the last month or so, you just opened a new location downtown DC, F Street. So remind us exactly where this new location is, what the metro stop is, the general layout of the new area.
Yeah, so we're on F Street, just right around the corner from the Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery. On F Street, that's right around the corner from Ford's Theater. We are kind of right in between the Metro Center and Gallery Place Chinatown stops. So it's a really amazing location, super easy to get to, and we're really excited about it.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. So easy to get to and awesome. And you said you just opened when? April?
Yep, we opened April 28th. Was our first day of having customers.
Okay, great. All right, well, let's talk about all the different cool stuff they can do at this new downtown F Street location. So I know there's
absolutely. So all of our games are designed uniquely at our Adventure Factory in Nashville, Tennessee. We create everything from the ground up. So we have a team of craftsmen and game designers and engineers that build these incredible escape room experiences. There's surprises and turns around every corner. They're very story driven. So rather than just getting plopped in a room with a couple of locks and boxes, you're given a mission and you have 60 minutes to team up with your team to solve puzzles and clues and ultimately escape with your mission accomplished in 60 minutes or less.
Nice. So there's a bit of a storyline involved, not just the clues. There's a narrative weaved.
Absolutely. And we, out of the four games that we have at our downtown location, each game has a different difficulty level. So there really is something for everyone.
Awesome. Let's go into some of the cool storylines that you can, or, the themes that you can partake in at the new location on F Street. So tell me about Special Ops Mysterious Market. What's that all about?
Yeah, so that's, that's one of my favorite rooms. The scenery is beautiful. This is just a classic. You're playing the role of a special agent. And so you are given this mission of just checking out this overseas spice market. And you're in this really incredible environment. And I don't want to give too much away, but as you're checking things out, a story unfolds and you get caught up in this mission that you really didn't see coming. It's very exciting. It's this really great mix of very tech driven surprises and clues, and then also just a lot of really fun locks and games to play.
So is it like a James Bond-ish special agent kind of thing?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, great. Awesome. And then there's also one that's called Prison Break. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so this is our hardest game to escape from. This has our lowest escape rate. So essentially,
well, it should be. It's a prison.
exactly. So you and your friends actually get split up in the beginning in two different prison cells, and you have to communicate together to work together to get out of those cells and escape the prison before the warden returns. So you start out in these two cells, you're working together, you get out, and eventually you have to find your way into the warden's office and then, use clues and get your way out from there. It's very challenging. It took me two times playing this game to actually win.
Wow. So that, yeah, if there's anyone that is up for a challenge, that sounds like the difficult one. Try the prison break. Go get your Shawshank on. See if you can do it. All right.
Exactly.
All right. Now tell me about another one. It's called The Depths.
Yeah. So this is one of our newest escape rooms. It came out last year, and Washington, D.C. is one of the first cities out of all of our locations. We have 25 total. D.C. is one of the first cities to get this game. It's a underground submarine voyage. So the story is you get in this submarine with this mission of finding out what's going on with this underwater laboratory that you've heard about. So you got to make it down to the laboratory, figure out the secrets that are going on down there, and escape before a underwater creature gets a hold of your submarine.
Oh my gosh.
Really exciting.
It sounds terrifying, but thrilling. Very cool. Cool. And then the final one, well, at least at this location, is called The Heist. Tell me about The Heist.
Yeah, The Heist I love so much because it really gives me, it reminds me of, you know, the first time watching Ocean's 11 and you're just like, man, I want to be a part of something like that. So basically in The Heist, you are trying to recover a stolen painting that this art curator has stolen. And so you start out in an art gallery. It really seems just like just another museum that I'm sure people in DC are very used to seeing. But then as you start looking closely at the art and reading more about the art in this gallery, you start to connect some clues, and all of a sudden this whole game opens up, and eventually you, if successful, get to recover a stolen piece of art.
Nice. And how long do each of these take? Is it like an hour?
Yep, they're all 60 minutes. And you know, you can get clues if you are stumped, but each game has a different difficulty level, starting off with the depths, which is our easiest. We say it's a 7 out of 10 difficulty, up to Prison Break, which we say has a 9 out of 10 difficulty.
Gotcha. And it's so, and then, so basically you have 60 minutes to solve all the clues and escape. And if not, then you have to leave anyway, right? You
exactly.
Lose.
Yeah, we don't keep you in there.
You lose. You're not stuck in prison forever. Right. Very cool. And then is there like a limit, like to a number of people that can play? Like, I guess if our listeners show up, should they bring like the full group, or if they come like with only a couple people, can they join with other people? How does that work?
Yeah, so all of our games at this location are built for between 2 to 8 players. And so you can have up to 8 people in a room. If you come and you have less than 8 people, you can choose to block off the rest of the spots for a little bit of an upcharge so that you can make sure it's called a private experience. Or a lot of people choose to play with strangers that end up becoming friends because you go on this epic adventure together. And so either way.
Awesome. And it's $34.99 per person typically. And then you said there's, you know, and then there's like an upcharge if you want to, you know, fill out the rest of the group or whatever, if you have to. Right. Okay, cool. So tell me about, you know, just more specific. I want to get to the Georgetown location in a second, but anything else on this downtown one? Why were you all inspired to expand? Was the Georgetown one doing so well, or other cities doing so well, that you thought DC could use a second one?
Yeah, absolutely. So we acquired a company called Escape Room Live last year, and they had a location in Georgetown and Alexandria. And we got to go into the Georgetown location and really make some updates, change some things around. I would say bring the game up to the high standards of the escape game. And we reopened that store as the Escape Game Georgetown. What's fun about this downtown location is that these four games are all adventures that are staples in the escape game brand across a lot of our locations. We have locations at the Mall of America, Manhattan, Chicago, really amazing spots. And so we've known that we wanted to open up another location in DC. This spot downtown in this Penn Quarter and Gallery Place Chinatown area just seemed like the perfect spot. And so far it's been reviewed incredibly well. I think we have 5 stars on Google with a lot of reviews. And so it seems like DC is really loving these new games.
Oh, definitely. And then, all right, well, real quick, let's talk about the Georgetown location really quick. What year did that one open?
We reopened that one in the fall of last year of 2021.
Yeah. Okay. You're saying, but that when you say reopened, you mean pandemic wise or what was it before that? Or was that when it was called Escape Game a Room?
Yeah.
Live,
so it was called Escape Room Live. Gotcha. And after we made some updates, we reopened it in the fall.
Gotcha. But with your brand, your actual new brand, it's the post-pandemic was when we came back.
Right, exactly. Oh,
gotcha. All right. And, you know, I want to keep this story mostly featured on the F Street location. So, you know, rather than teeing each of these up individually, like with that one, why don't you just sort of rattle off, like, you know, like all at once, you know, give me a collection of the different genres, themes you can do at the Georgetown location.
Sure. What's great about the Georgetown location, and this is unique to this particular location across any of our stores, but this has a mix of 60-minute adventures and 45-minute adventures. So what's great about this is we've got 3 1-hour games. We have Dr. Wax, Elixir of Life. We have The Curse of the Mummy and A Pirate's Adventure. And those are all 3 1-hour games that are... you can play with up to 8 people again. And then we've got 2 games that are 45-minute games. So maybe you're crunched for time. Maybe you want to go for just a shorter experience. And so we have one called Titanic, which I'm sure you can guess what that's about, and one called The Cabin. And you know, what's unique about the escape game and all of our games, I think that you'll find different than maybe some other companies, is that none of our themes are dark or scary. So they're really great for any group of people. Some of the puzzles are gonna be challenging for people under the age of 13, but they're really fun for any group of friends or family. I think anyone can contribute at some level to the game.
Great. And if some of our listeners, if they've never done an escape room, explain, just, you know, speak to them and explain, you know, why it's a fun thing to do. Maybe for, you know, I don't know, for a birthday party or for whatever, you know, it's just a random weekend. You know, why is it something fun to get family or friends together and go do?
Absolutely. It's a really special unplugged adventure. I mean, I think it's very... hands-on, a tactile experience, something that you do with your friends, with your people, instead of, you know, maybe just sitting and watching, being a spectator, you're really part of the action. And so, you know, working together, all these twists and turns, it's super exciting. There's a clock ticking, so you're running around crazy trying to get this mission accomplished in 60 minutes. I know that every time I play, you know, I leave the room like just gabbing on about how fun that was. We really create memories with our friends when we get to play these games that we talk about for years to come.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, how often do you get to do it, you know, bust out of a prison with your friends or be a special agent or you know, yeah, what I mean? Or go on a submarine or an art gallery heist. Like it's you get to live vicariously like people you've seen in the movies and shows and stuff. So
exactly. And really, when you're in these rooms, like they're truly like movie quality sets. And so you really do feel like you are completely immersed in this adventure. And it is just like it grabs you from the beginning.
Awesome. Well, again, it's called the Escape Game. There's 2 locations. There's the one that in Georgetown that was already there. And then we're here talking about the brand new one on F Street, downtown location, sort of in the near Ford's Theater, sort of that area. So everyone head to theescapegame.com for more information. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jason.